USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is now considered a major hurricane.
Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour.
He said Ian is now projected to slam into the state once it makes landfall instead of heading up the West Coast as previously projected. A top Fed Reserve official is defending the central bank's aggressive action to fight back against inflation. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Meister saying an aggressive and preemptive action can prevent the worst-case outcomes from actually happening. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates to combat inflation, but many market observers worry what the Fed is doing will cause a recession. Congress's deadline to approve government funding and avoid a partial government shutdown is coming up fast. The federal government will run out of money on Friday unless Congress acts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is trying to lead the passage of a short-term funding bill, but lawmakers still have several hurdles to clear. Actor Alec Baldwin could soon face criminal charges. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Alec Baldwin may soon face criminal charges for allegedly firing the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust, as the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office prepares to release its final investigative report on the shooting. At the same time, the Santa Fe District Attorney filed an emergency request for over $635,000 from the New Mexico Board of Finance so her office would have the funds necessary to prosecute up to four people in connection with the incident.
Lumber prices have fallen to their lowest level in more than 2 years, down more than 70% from their peak, bringing 2x4s back to what they would cost before the pandemic building boom and pointing to a sharp slowdown in construction. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Unexplained leaks in two undersea Russian gas pipelines have European countries scrambling. The pipelines weren't pumping gas to Europe at the time of the leaks, which could hurt efforts to restart the pipelines after Russia suspended gas flows to Europe last month. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit the Korean demilitarized zone on Thursday. It's all part of this week's trip to Asia, where Harris led a U.S. delegation at the funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. A university out west has a message for its staff after a pro-life bill went into effect.
The University of Idaho is warning employees not to provide birth control pills or other reproductive health services. In a memo shared by the Idaho Press, officials wrote that under Idaho's near-total ban on abortion, which took effect last month, staff cannot provide emergency contraception except in cases of rape. The university further advised staff against providing contraception pills and condoms for the purpose of contraception. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Shoplifters who are convicted of stealing more than $300 worth of merchandise in Aurora, Colorado, will now serve 3 days in jail under a new city ordinance. Heirlooms Antique Mall owner Scott Davenport tells Fox News he hopes it will be a deterrent.
It's just hard. There's no solution. You know, everybody's hands are tied, so we just need to come up with something.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.